Next is Amendment 1A033 by Supervisor Alexander.
I move denial.
She told me she can't read.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Amendment 1A033 before you now is essentially the same as the amendment that you've just approved, with one major change. In the past, as you know, each county supervisor has had one legislative assistant paid at a salary range of roughly $28,000 to $34,000 per year for a full-time position with benefits. Recognizing the changes that the Department of the County Board is going through currently and in reconciling with the requirements of Act 14, I'm respectful of the chairwoman's desire to have the freedom to choose which positions will end up being funded or unfunded or moved within the next fiscal year in 2014. However, I do expect that her decisions will lead to a smaller number of staff assisting the county board and legislative assistants essentially taking on responsibilities for either more supervisors or becoming more specialized, such as one or two assistants working on just constituent affairs, one or two working on just other issues like databasing or working with Legistar or assisting in writing amendments and doing research. So if those are the types of roads that we're looking at having to go down as a board and how we reconfigure our department under the chairwoman's direction, this amendment would give the chairwoman the freedom to determine how many essentially legislative assistants we would have, but rename that position to constituent affairs so that at her discretion they could receive a salary increase of up to an average of $42,846 per year. That is the one meaningful and major change in this amendment as related to the last amendment. In comparison, it is tax levy neutral between the two amendments. It does not change the funding for the department, it just attributes more options to the chairwoman. As part of that, it also offers moving one current legislative assistant position to the Government Affairs Division to assist with general support for the co-directors of the office instead of moving the constituent affairs position. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions? Not, we have a motion to deny. Would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to deny Amendment 1A033 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.